You're listening to Principal Broadcasting, featuring the League of Professionals with Muriel Donnelly, weekdays 10 to 4 p.m. with current topics to elevate your career to the next level.
John Stevens here on Principal Broadcasting, and today I have a very special guest joining my show. Her name is Sarah J. Teamy, and she is an integrative massage therapist, a Reiki master, also a holistic health coach, a transpersonal life coach, and of course, to tie it all together, a personal trainer. So without any further ado, why don't we welcome Sarah J. Teamy to the show and find out all the wonderful work she's doing for the folks out there in Richmond, Virginia. So without any further ado, Sarah, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
You are very welcome. Sarah, I thought it would be a fantastic place to start if you told us a little bit about your business down there in Richmond. And we have a whole list of titles here. What do they all mean?
Yeah, it's honestly just been a work in progress, those titles, over the past almost 10 years.
Wow.
Since I've become a massage therapist, and that's really where my journey began. Well, basically, it began getting laid off of a job and during the 2008 economic crisis.
Right.
And for as long as I can remember, I've always just had an attitude of being a little bit more seeing glasses half full. So when I got laid off, there was just a knowing that, okay, this is happening for a reason. I just don't know what that is yet. But anyway, circumstances found me enrolling into massage therapy school because a friend of mine had introduced me to a person I'd never heard of before, and I became thoroughly fascinated with, and this person being Edgar Cayce, C-A-Y-C-E. And Edgar Cayce historically is actually known as the father of holistic medicine, and he's also known as the sleeping prophet. He was a well-known clairvoyant psychic early 20th century.
Wow.
And so come to find out, there's a massage therapy school just down the street from me. So being a veteran and having access to GI Bill, found out that my GI Bill would cover for my expenses to go through school. 2 weeks later, I was signed up, and basically my whole journey to help people in the capacity that I'm helping people now began with my experience at that school.
So in essence, and I love stories like this. So you getting laid off in that horrible crisis in 2008 actually led to this kind of new journey for you.
Oh, and you know, it's so funny because, of course, like when you're young and graduating high school, I'm like, oh, I'm officially an adult and I know everything. turns out you don't.
Right, go figure.
And, yeah, and so, you know, it's kind of like things that you foresee yourself doing or just things that you would never even imagine yourself doing. It's kind of like if we just surrender to life, we end up finding ourselves on this incredible journey, and it just leads us to amazing places.
That is incredible. Now, Sarah, I have to ask, what sort of things do you provide folks with who come to you? If I'm like a new client, I'm looking for, is it just massage therapy, or do you kind of factor all these different things that you've learned over the years into one cohesive business model?
Yes, to the latter.
Okay.
And honestly, I will utilize any service or expertise that I have really solely depending on my client. So, when I went to massage therapy school, Edgar Cayce being father of holistic medicine, so everything that we learned was through a very holistic lens and seeing the human being on the level of body, mind, spirit, and everything is integrated. And so when I'm approaching how I might help somebody, I'm always looking through that lens.
Right.
However, my client may not quite want to address with wherever they're at in their journey through the expansive holistic model that I'm aware of. And so I also honor each individual as they are. And so if somebody is solely just looking for pain management through massage therapy, then that's where we go. But I also have clients that are looking for transformational life turnarounds, and they want to access all of my services. And so we also go that route.
And with all your services, like, for instance, the holistic health coach, like, do these factor in things like nutrition?
Yes. So holistic health coaching is the largest umbrella of coaching. And basically what I do is look at what is called the seven dimensions of wellness and have each of my clients, you know, analyze and grade where their dimensions of wellness measure. And
Right. Then
we start paying more attention to and supplementing and nourishing the dimensions that are low. So for some people, it might be I'm looking for help with weight loss. And so, of course, we're looking at the physical dimension of wellness and things like diet, exercise, what they do for just a living, their overall lifestyle factors that help enhance the physical dimension. So, but again, as a holistic health coach, I'm also having them pay attention to these other dimensions because, again, to be a truly happy, healthy, whole human being, we really have to pay attention to all aspects of ourselves. Because if one dimension is starting to get deficient, or I like to reference them as gas tanks, and that gas tank is getting low,
right,
it's going to start wanting to feed off of other dimensions. And then pretty soon you're starting to feel just maybe low energy, or just even your mental, emotional wellness is starting to go to some place where you just might feel like it comes out of nowhere. And so, you know, with coaching, it may look like we're approaching things from, say, weight loss, but inevitably we end up looking at all parts of the self.
That is really fantastic. Now, Sarah, unfortunately, I do have to end the show in about a minute, but we cannot allow you to leave here without giving us a little more information on where we can find out a little bit more about you and your practice. Now, do you have a website or any sort of social media presence?
Yes. My website is healthandbodywork.com, and that's Sarah with an H, .com. And you can also find me on Facebook, Facebook.com/Sarah, again with an H, letter J, Teamy. Last name is spelled T as in Tom, H-I-E-M as in Michael E, .com.
Wonderful. Well, Sarah J. Teamy, thank you so much for coming on and sharing your story with us. We really appreciate it. And of course, wish you and your practice down there in Richmond, Virginia, the absolute best of luck.
Thank you so much again. And it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
You're very welcome.
This is Principal Broadcasting, the professional's choice.